IPMU. This IPMU is a new institute at Tokyo, which was landed just last autumn. And the director of the IPMU is Hitoshi Murayama, Berkeley. And the IPMU are supposed to collect the pupils from mathematics and between the mathematics and the experimentists. It's kind of a new project, new trial. I don't know what's going on, but right now we collected the how many? About 80 people already, including next postdoc. And the total number finally reached to the 200, most of the cells. So, and today I would like to talk about what I'm thinking about the cosmological constant, which is a very difficult problem, I know. But before accepting I'm not familiar with this kind of things, but of course of there are big discrepancies between the, I don't know what meaning the theory, but the naive expectation. So we need a fine tuning of about 420 of magnitude. That's a famous problem. And also we have a very famous solution, which is a uncertain principle. Of course, this is a very reasonable hypothesis. And maybe I have to invoke this principle. But before accepting it, thank you. I would like to try try to understand. It's also this very difficult, but understand why the cosmological constant is so small. And so my framework at the beginning, the supergravity. Anyway, suppose the supergravity is the correct theory, and the cosmological constant is the vacuum energy, of course, which is this formula. So even the assuming the supersymmetric breaking is just intermediate scale, still have you see fine tuning problem, the same order of magnitude. And however, if you look at the more detailed assumption, okay, even including you see higher order correction, that you need a minus sign contribution, which should cancel to this one. So that the vanishing cosmological constant means, in some sense, you have to include a radiative correction, of course, but just naive thinking, think of the three-level language. So this, you see, this relation has to be satisfied. And the one thing is that the constant term of the superpotential is R symmetric break. So if therefore that this formula tells us something, the supersymmetry and R symmetry breaking should be closely linked. We know that such a candidate, the superconformal theory, contains the supersymmetry at the same time that the R symmetry inside. Therefore, if you consider the some superconformal theory behind, there will be some chance to link these two quantities. that this is a basic idea which I'm thinking. So we propose, therefore, that with having a such idea, we propose that this conformal supersymmetric breaking with this two postdoc. The one is a postdoc at Stanford, and another postdoc is at Berkeley. So the conformal super breaking means that we have some gauge, strong interacting gauge theory, with some core Q, and this part is the 3D breaking part, plus some massive quark, P. So Q is responsible for the 3D breaking. And this is a P. And in the limit of the massless limit, the hidden gauge theory, this gauge theory has an infinite fixed point. So this is assumption of what we call the conformal 3D breaking, okay? So the example, so we get the example. So example, for instance, consider the 3D breaking sector, which is SO10 and 116. This is a famous 3D breaking model discovered by these people. And at the massive quark P, okay, is a 10 representation of the vector representation of SO10. And the flavor is with SNF. And it's known that, the NF is in this region, that this theory in the conformal window. For instance, if you take NF equals 10, that the gamma P, the normal dimension, we can calculate by a maximization. And you can calculate gamma P, which becomes minus 0.97, which is close to the immutability limit. For instance, this is. I'm sorry that. then that the gauge coupling constant the running is so forth. So around the Planck scale, that the gravity is not conformal invariant. Therefore, that there is some deviation from the conformal invariant. But much below the Planck scale, the theory become a conformal field theory, and the coupling constant in the infinite fixed point. And around the mass scale of the P, this P decoupled, because the coupling constant is so strong, that this coupling will quickly blow up and give a 3D breaking. Okay. So for the 3D breaking scale is more or less same as the MP. So then we take a, for instance, that the charge, our charge of P is vanished. Then we have a no mass parameter, as long as W equals zero. In the limit of the W equals zero, there's no constant term at all. There are no mass scale beside the Planck scale. Then the just coupling constant just stay constant, and the R is not broken, and therefore the 3D is not broken, and I have a conformal field theory exact. However, if you introduce a constant term, then this constant term, see, is the only, suppose that this is the only source at low energy, R breaking. Since that P is a charge zero, therefore there's a possible coupling to the C zero. And this P mass of the P is a gravitational mass. And as I said, that the MP3D scale is order of the MP, and it is a gravitational mass, which is too small because to to cancel the cancel the vacuum energy. So that if this is just a gravitinous mass, then it is too small because that this is a gravitinous mass force. However, that this is not correct because of the mass of the P run, and suppose that the gravitino mass that the mass of the P at the Planck scale is a gravitino mass. This running mass is written by enormous dimension. And for instance, if the gamma P is just a unitary bound near minus one, that the Suzy breaking scale became a square root of this one, just solved this equation. So if the Suzy breaking is this number, then you can plug in this one, that this two terms is order of the same order of the magnitude. So for the order one fine tuning, you get naturally get the cancellation V equals zero to get the V equals zero. Sorry. Yeah. It's too high to look at the graph, you know. it's too high. So, however, oh, before that example, it is easy to find out an example with gamma p equal to minus one. For instance, that this is which I already show you that gamma p equals 0.97. And if you take SP3 cross SP1 cross SP1 model, I skip the details of this model, but this one gives the gamma p is exactly minus one. So to find out such a conformal field theory is not difficult, but the serious problem is still the cosmological constant, which become this number, which become a little bit smaller than the order one, but still we need more reduction of the cosmological constant. Because what I have to explain, the 10 to minus 120, so it's too small for this one. And therefore, we need a further mechanism to reduce the cosmological constant, or to invoke anthropic principle. Since I don't have any idea about this one, look at the what's going on here. Look at the so what I try to say is, so this is a beautiful landscape, okay? And most of the generic points, the cosmological constant is order one. And this inside the landscape, there is a some, you see, super conformal field theory vacuum here. And the cosmological constant value is much, much smaller than this one, maybe 10 to the 15 times smaller than the general vacuum in the landscape. So therefore, it might be the density of the vacuum in which we can live is much higher than the density of the landscape and general point. However, I don't know that how rare this super conformal field theory inside the landscape. So we don't know the measure of this vacuum. I cannot say anything about this point it should be chosen. How, therefore, and also I consider the some, you see, some inflationary selection, inflationary selection of this vacuum, but I didn't succeed yet. Of course, I still continue to consider the inflationary selection of the disk vacuum. But the I find some phenomenological reason why that we believe that the disk vacuum was chosen. So just when I started. So therefore I just go to the phenomenological consideration. Why I believe that the vacuum was chosen in nature. The reason is the following. That this conformal field theory with gamma equal near to the minus one, close to the minus one, give a solution to the following moduli problem in the supersymmetric breaking vacuum. Okay, I'll explain what the problem. So Pauling problem is the following. I want to see here. It's hard to me to see. So first of all, the supersymmetry is broken by non-branching F term S. Therefore, the effective superpotential is something with this one. And the derivative, taking a derivative with the superpotential, you find that's a 3D breaking F term is non-branching. And the Keller potential, just right hand, the effective potential, Keller potential, give us the Skolk mass is gravitinum, order of the gravitinum. And the Gaugino is same as the gravitinum. So this is beautiful, you see, so-called gravity mediation model, which is very beautiful, which has a nice solution with the mu term also. I don't know why I had to go there. So to change the slide. And the point is that S is completely neutral because of the, you know, because to give a Gaugino mass, you know, that this guy should be neutral. Therefore, that the S has no meaning, the origin of the S has no meaning, okay? Therefore, that during the inflation, the S has some value, which is in principle much far away from the present value of S. So during the inflation, the S sits in here, and the distance between the two vacuum is order one, which is very naive and very natural. And since that the S has a long lifetime, like a 10 to 3 seconds, okay, therefore that the after the inflation, that this S go down around, oscillate around the true beam minimum, and which dominates the universe and decay after BBN, of course. So then you see that the right element of the BBN produced by BBN was destroyed, and we destroy completely the success of the BBN. The crucial point here is that you see, so this right nuclei is not necessary for us. Okay? The heavy element, once the galaxy is formed and it starts to form, and the heavy element is produced by star. Therefore, that this right element is not necessary for us to live. Therefore, that this problem cannot be solved by anthropic principle. Therefore, that this problem has to be solved automatically once you choose the vacuum. Okay, this is a very similar problem as a strong CP problem. Okay. Therefore, crucial point is that this very serious problem has to be solved automatically in your vacuum. First of all, I will show you what what will be the solution, but it's not solution, but you can imagine that if you plug in the mass time, density is not broken, and you introduce to have a fast decay of the Earth, the Yukawa coupling and this one is not broken. So you cannot use, you cannot change the super potential at all. What you are, you can change is a keter potential. Okay, if you change a little bit of keter potential, that is, this soft mass could be a little bit larger than the, you see, the 1 TeV, say the gravitational mass. However, if you increase the mass of S, the polarity decay dominantly into the pair of the gravitino. This is recently observed. So this is even worse. There are some claims that, well, we can solve the polarity problem by plugging the, some strange keter potential, which has a little singularity, and give a mass, soft mass on S a little bit larger than the gravitino mass. People say that, but it doesn't work because of this gravitino decay into the S decay into the gravitino, and the gravitino decays after the BBM. So, last solution, which I can imagine, is a composite S. Okay? Composite S. Why that the we can solve the problem is that the if the inflation half of the inflation is bigger than the larger than the composite scale, the S is resolved into the preon, say preon psi bar during the inflation. The origin of the psi is a unique point that the gauge symmetry is exact. That means that the psi has a Hubble induced mass during the inflation. Okay? This preon psi has a mass order of the Hubble constant. Therefore, the psi, you see, during the inflation, psi go down to the origin. Okay? This psi goes down to the origin. Therefore, eventually the S will go to the zero during the inflation. Therefore, that the present and the inflation is the vacuum, the same part. So therefore, that the density of the S is zero, almost zero. Zero, there is not zero, but order negligible in a sense. So therefore, you see, you can solve the problem, but that you have a, you see, higher dimensional operator to give a mass of the, because that the S is a composite, therefore you have a, you see, in the superpotential, you have a, you see, Planck scale suppressed operator. Therefore, the gauge mass become much, much suppressed compared to the gravitational mass. Okay? So it doesn't work. So, however, the very interesting things happen. So, S, our superconformance theory, we have a, you see, bound, TP bound state, which is S. And the S has also the F term, or, although I skipped the proof, but you can prove that the S has also the 3D breaking F term. And S has a coupling with WW, and this is suppressed by 1 over M scale, which is suppressed, Planck scale suppressed. However, this guy ran and quickly ran, and in the case of the gamma p equal to minus 1, that there is some enhancement of this guy, okay? Because of the wave function linomization. So then, so one pole of the Planck scale is suppressed, then you recover the You see, the original prediction is the gauge genome mass is order of the Grabe genome. So, therefore, you see, we can solve the. I think that the most severe problem, people say that the flavor change in neutral current is a problem, but I think that the most serious problem, see, flavor change in neutral current problem is a problem at the Planck scale, but to me, the most serious problem, the gravity mediation, is a Polanyi problem, because the Polanyi problem is a low energy problem. Okay? Once you have a 3D breaking and S, and if the S is a neutral, then the problem is why the value of S during the inflation is the same as the value at the present. This is a very serious problem to me. That's the main reason why I abandoned the gravity mediation of the supersymmetric breaking. But now, this superconformer guy solved, you see, this is problem very naturally. The key point is S is a bound state of a PP, and the origin of the S has a physical meaning because the P, origin of the P has a physical completely meaning. So that's the main reason why I, this Polanyi problem cannot be solved by anisotropic principle. Therefore, this solution should be inside in your vacuum. Therefore, I would like to say, of course, honestly speaking, I want to know the physical reason why super conformal field theory vacuum is chosen theoretically, or inflationary selection is also interesting. But since I didn't find that yet, the convincing reason why this guy is chosen. But my point is that there are a lot of the points here which has a vacuum and where the cosmological constant is very small and we can leave. But if you pick up this, for instance, this vacuum, then you should have a Polanyi probe. But if you pick up here, then you have no Polanyi probe at all there. That means that by some reason, I don't know, I didn't find that as a reason, but that's a maybe that this one was chosen because that the Polanyi problem was solved. So, and another question is if you believe that, so what about the flavor change in neutral current problem? And the flavor change in neutral current problem is a very interesting problem. Then the, for instance, this SP3, this example. And this example has a super conformal sequestering, okay? You know, conformal sequestering occurs in this model. Therefore, that the Q is completely decoupled, and P is completely decoupled, but PP doesn't decouple because of the, you see, huge normalization effect. That means that what we have to worry about is what the guy who give us the scope mass is, as I say, that there is some bound, which is a PP, W alpha, that gives the correct, you see, the gauge genome mass. But the question is PP dagger, PP higher dimensional operator, which Q dagger Q. I guess. And I don't know, this one is, you see, square cells or not. Because you see, the denormalization, okay, wave function denormalization enhanced this. This one is in Planck square force suppressed, but the wave function enhanced that this M force coupling to the M square coupling. However, we don't find out how to calculate the squestering or not. So if this guy is squestered, then what I'm talking is gravity mediation and Gugino mediation in a sense. So if the Gugino mediation dominates, then the flavor chain neutral current will be solved. But this part, we didn't finish it. So I'm sorry, just, I don't know, I was very, more. It's a, its conclusion is the same thing, which you see that, Polanyi problem is solvable. Therefore, I don't know, really, I want to know that why the super common few survey was chosen. But I didn't find it yet. Okay, that's all. Sorry. Sorry.
Neck twisted. Question, comments? Okay, well, let's thank our speaker again.